כפי שיהיה אפשר לצמצם. גמור בחורוס talks about following case. Agdomit to this as a Tosas in Shabbos. Tosas in Shabbos makes a point that sometimes Chazal come up with a case doesn't necessarily mean that it's possible for it to happen. It's just to exemplify a certain halacha. Now, and what is the case? A cow gives birth to twins, and their heads emerge simultaneously. Which one is the Bechor? Okay. Can such a thing happen? Let's say it would happen. So a number of people were bothered whether it happened. So Tosas says, don't imagine everything, because I just want to make a point. What would be if such a thing could happen? Tosin Shabbos. No. Okay. So the question is, Evshalot Samson, Evshalot Samson. Now, that is a case of Bidei Shemayim. Because it happens, you're not there to check. While it's happening, you can't check. And it seems to you that that's what it should be. Now, if it seems to you that's what it should be, does that necessarily mean that that is Koveya, therefore, that's the precision the Torah wanted, or not the precision the Torah wanted? That's the machlok with Evshalot Samson Bidei Shemayim. Now, there are two. Now, what are the cases of Shemayim? And some Rishonim are very clear. Something that happens, after it happens, there's no way you can check what the reality is. But the way it seems to have happened, when it happened, it looked simultaneous. A roof collapsed on two sisters, Shteyachus. The question is, the guy Bechlitza, even which one died first? It seemed to be the person who lived saw it. It seemed to be that it died simultaneously, but no one's there to measure, and that's the way it would seem to have been. Okay, now, just want to, I'm sure by this time everyone knows, but in a week and a half, Monday night, June 7th, June 8th, we're going to, just as we had last year, our crowdfunding to help fund the yeshiva. So too this year, we're having it. And tomorrow night at 7:30, there'll be a meeting of everyone without exception of the Beis Medrash. And everyone is invited, expected, demanded to be there. I don't know, I can add some extra words, but I think the point was made. And Mitzvah Shem should be successful as was last year. And we'll be able to keep moving the yeshiva in a smooth way that's been moving until now. Hopefully. Okay, now, back to Evshalot Samson. So, he says, but in the Klicheres, but what does the Gemara say? Would I have been able to cut this Klicheres in a way that was exactly 50-50, even though it's not possible? Now, why? With the ifugu amaroi, the mechzal mechzal, the fact that Rav and Rav Kahana, the Gemara took seriously, even though the Gemara rejects it at the end, the Gemara took seriously the idea of Evshalot Samson, Evshalot Samson. Number one. Perakamadi Erevin. Parachka Omid. Im Eevshalat Samson. Hechit Shariam and Suffolk. A few reminder also lost elimination of the Hoki Igmer of Monashot Rubel of Dorot. And when Rav Kahane talks against Rav, it's not that he doesn't understand that it's possible to have a Mechzah Mechzah. So the halacha is Mechzah Mechzah is not a Rav. So don't say that goof is a Machlokas. That's not the Machlokas. The Machlokas is, would there be a 50-50 what the halacha would be? Once a shchoru, the gedoru, you be de shemayim near aloha di yevshul tzamtzim. Don't be perk dal in achim. That's the case. What's the case there? That a roof falls, and the two sisters, achios and yodei mishnah, because there the roof falls. It seems that they died simultaneously when the roof collapsed on the room. But no one's there exactly checking. It's there and afterwards it's finished. My name is Rabbi Yosaglili. Well, so some time ago, Rabbi Yosaglili. Darlam Evshalit Samson. Perik Hazorik Begitin. The Paroch Evshalit Samson. Gavim Mechzam Mechzam Gurash. We also provide what had it. That. What happens? You have your Kona. Something within your Dalaramas. It's a kinyan of Dalaramas. Now two, and there's a certain place, and two people arrive exactly at the same moment, it's their Dalar, and it becomes part of the Dalaramas simultaneously. It's also B'day Shammai. They did not coordinate it. Okay. So Tosis here has gone through trying to prove one thing. A, he has a bunch of Gemaras that seem to say Bidei Shemayim Yevshalat Samson. Okay. Now, but from our sugya, he wants to say, from our sugya would seem Bidei Odom Yevshalat Samson. Let's take us up to Tosis here. Then he has a problem. What happened? We have a Mavli. And in the Mavli, you have eight Amos. Now, you can be matter with a Lechi. I view them more than and but a lechi cannot be more than four amos. So if it's less than four amos, it's a good lechi. If it's more than four amos, it's omer meruah laporitz. More mechitza than you have empty space. The only case it would not be true is if it's exactly valid. More assess. Yomid Nafish, if it's more than four, Omer Ruva. He parrots Nafish, Nidamisham Lech. My arm at the Shavu Travai, it's exactly eight and exactly four. Kiat Havilet Savag de Vrain, Lechot Savag de Vrain, Lechotma. Mashma, Yavshalit Samson, Ulvar Adoba. That was what it means. It's this. Go and measure it. But no, you don't go and measure it. Why don't you go and measure it? Yesh loma, olam evshalavara velimdo betzimtzum, edei torach. Now here we get into a very, very complex issue. Give you background, but it doesn't mean go running and everyone spend time. It goes like this. Zaloch of sofek deraisa l'chomra sofek drabona l'kola. What is a suffix? Suffix, I don't know, but I can check. Or suffix, I can't check. So we have a general klal. Suffix sheyochel is barer. Suffix that can be checked. It can be checked. It's not a suffix. Now, what about nisfek sveik? If one of the sveikis happens to be yochel is barer. So here you have a mass, a mass, a machlokas about it. Shiochel is svek svek, shiochel is one of the svek svekses. There's a ramor, there's a shach, there's a this, that, and everything. The Rashba is very, very clear that it's not a svek svek. Some people want to tie the tiny toes. It's a massive headache. But I'm not getting into all the stardom of that. But let's just see how this Tosus fits in with that general picture.
Tosus at this stage is talking about Suffolk Durabonon Lakula B'makam Sheshalavar or by Svek Svek.
Well, let us just see what he says. This is my introduction. The big machlokas is what between the Shach and the Shach, the Ramah, the Trumas Hadeshin, Rashba, Tosus. Very Lebedik there. Okay. I'm just giving you as background information that there is such a headache and such a problem. Now, how does it apply to our situation? Olam Efshalavara, Velim Dod Betsimtsum, Ayede Torah. To make a very exact, precise measurement is a headache. Okay, number one. He doesn't introduce the idea of svek svek at this point. He says, what do I have? I have three possibilities. Since it's three possibilities, he's not talking in the terms of svek svek now. Maybe that's later on. Maybe it's another Rishon where they talk in terms of svek svek. He hasn't introduced that at this point. Avalohid, but what has he said? That since, if you take a look at the reasonability of a suffix is generally a 50-50 suffix. Otherwise, you get into a gen of rov. So it's the possibility that this is exactly 50-50 is a remote possibility. But it can't be checked. So what is Tosus telling you? Let's see. In suffix Rabbanan Lahakel, even a remote possibility is that you can check. You don't say so, Rabbanon. It's only if you have a Rabbanon, number one, a remote possibility, and it's a Tircha Gadol of a check. Then it's Mutter. A Tzavik Rabbanon with a remote possibility that's easily checked? Not. A Tzavik Deraisa, remote possibility that can be checked? Mutircha? Yes. You have to have a combination of a whole bunch of things happening simultaneously. Just see the klalim that Tosus is telling you something, but there's an idea behind it. There's a klal happening here. You have a drabonon, remote possibility, tircha gedola. You don't say so, drabonon. Now, what So he says, wait a second. Why do I need Omer Meruah Al HaParutz? Omer Kaparutz is good enough. So we pass on Omer Paparutz's motor. He glished three Kaimel on Paparutz, Omer Mutter, Ravashi, Koye, Hunabred, Rev Shuad, Omer Hotsum, Omer Mavish Shmoda. Or is Zion it about Mirala parts? You saw a hustle, the parts come with also. That's all. No, that is not going a Liba de Hilchosa. Because it's going to the Mandama, you need Omer Merubala parts. Fine. It comes along, Reb Shimon, or Reb Shmaya, Hoya Meforish, he has a whole different mahalach. So the first idea in Tosus is, Tosus is working with possibilities, Efshalot Samson, Yefshalot Samson. And Tosus says that it would seem from our sugya that Evshalat Samson. What does that mean? What does Evshalat Samson mean? Bidei Adam. That means in something that you can physically check. And they come out equal. So equal is not theoretically equal in some remote universe. It means according to the normal way people function in normal checking. Doesn't mean you have to have an electronic microscope. No. The normal that the Torah deals with things normally the way they exist to a normal Ben Adam in checking in a normal way with the normal precision how people do things precisely. That people sometimes get confused. Just like I mentioned, when they first discovered the microscope, they put under the microscope all sorts of things and all these little crawling bacteria. Wait a second. Are they kosher or are they also? So the psak was unanimous. That which you can't see halachically doesn't exist. So it's mutter. First time they put vinegar under the microscope, they saw in the vinegar all these bacteria which turned the sugar into vinegar. Can you drink have vinegar? And they said yes. That which you, the Torah operates. It's not that the Torah was unaware of it. No. The Torah was fully aware of it. The Gemara said talk in terms of bacteria. But the Torah says no. The Torah was given to us to function on the level of what we can see and what we can deal with, etc. Not in some theoretical universe where you need electronic microscopes to make decisions. Well, however, okay.
So where do we see this concept? Where is that nogea to this point in Texas?
I said where it's nogea is as follows. If I paskin Evshalat Samson means when you measure two things and they come out exact, even though theoretically it may, but that we say they are exact. And
can you figure it out or not?
No. It is when I check things, and when I check things, it turns out equal. Do we say al pidin they're equal? So even though I don't have to, and I don't need an electronic microscope, etc. If you take a look in the Ravid, when the Ravid says he's passing Evshalat Samson. The rabbi says, why do I pass in the Evshalat? What is the Mando Arma who says it? Because it's impossible to be totally precise in this world without normal Kalim. So what is the rabbi telling you? The rabbi is telling you, what is the but is Machlokas Evshalat Samson, Evshalat Samson? So what is the Machlokas? The Machlokas is, the way we measure things under normal circumstances, that the way the Halacha expects it, that is the way it is. No machlokas and metzias. Okay, now, but Rav Reb Shimon, how you have a fire time, right? The whole thing, the parts go away both in Shechita and in Mechitzas. So I have Rabban, the EF Shalat Sams. It's EF Shalat Sams. Okay. All right, so what are we talking about? Now, here we come to a very critical idea, and it's going to shed light and totally define the problem we've been working with now. Is there a din of when we say, oh, we need a rov on your line? Is that a sheer rov? And, or it's not a sheer rov, what is it? Shiruba kukula. Where does it come out of Atsuk? Rabbi Reb Shimon Forish, Damaroi, the Hocha, Udaparutz, Ka'omen. Motzisavri karabonon the Yerushalayim sons. Afilu bidei odom. Upligit kishedomu lanu. Now be ready. It seems to us they have a melt somewhere. So we'll measure it, and we'll measure it, and it'll come out 50-50 perfectly. But we know it's not perfect. That domu lanu. It seems to us. That means I measured it. I did everything in a normal way. But we know theoretically nothing's perfect. that we merit some else. Uman de shari, he says, Mishum de Eimer, de Shochet Ruba. Afilu hen shoven, Rachmano Amar lo Tishaya Ruba. So what is it? Uman de Otsa, Mishum de Eimer, Nisha Ruba. Afilu hen shoven, Rachmano Amar Shochet Ruba. What does the Torah say? When you measure it, make sure it's not less than Rov. Make sure you shechted Rov. Make sure you didn't leave Rov. So the Torah is telling you how to deal, the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, he says, is telling me how to deal with the suffix of inexact measurements. Measure till you know that you have shechted at least 50. It's telling you how to deal in Mamakum Suffolk. There's a Suffolk. How do you deal in Mamakum? Not talking Svek Svek like other Rishonim say. No, not talking Svek Svek. At this point, the way Tosis quotes him is not talking Svek Svek.
Doesn't he say Emes Shachat Yuba Vafilu En Shavim?
Why? Well, the Uman de Shari, Nishum de Eima. So what's the machlokas? So what's the machlokas in Rav and Rav Kahana? Be very careful. What's the machlokas? He says, be very careful. Kishadom Elano, it seems to us, what does it mean, seems to us, that we measured it, and the way we measured it, it came out 50-50, but we weren't precise. Why weren't we precise? Because we know. Because reality is it can't be 50-50. Uman de Shari, why is it mutter? So it's a suffix. Here we're talking about suffix d'oraisa. We're not in the world of Rabbanans now. Mishum, the Eimo, Shchot Ruba. Mafi Lehen Shor, Rachm Omer Lo Tishaya Ruba. If, when I measure it, He says, Lumans, he says, the aim of, I can say he shechted Rov, and even if it's 50, Lo Tishaya Ruba, I said, don't leave 50. What does it mean? The way you measure it, so talking to a person who measures it, he's measuring it in a way that it's 50, so the way he measured it, I don't have 50 unshechted, given the imprecision of measurement. So it's within the imprecision of measurement. Uman de osa mishum de am nisharuba kai avilen shoven rachmano amar shcharuba chem poritz gome hashen echet vay the subject of rent the evshel chavim. He says this idea. So what is he saying? That in the derises in the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai according to the Reb Shimon. In the halacha Moshe, the way Tosis quotes Rabbi Reb Shimon, in the halacha Moshe Sinai is built how to deal b'makom safek. Measure it so you guaranteed that you didn't leave a rov or you shechted a rov. How do you deal b'makom safek? The same thing is true about mechitzas. How do you deal b'makom safek? And that's built into Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Knowing can never be precise. That's the way, if I read Tosis straight, he says.
But what are the mechanics of this suffix?
Mechanics of suffix, I have three possibilities. 51, 51, 50, 49.
And if it's 51?
The Mandama who says that I need 51 means measure it till you know you have more than Rolf. The measure it till you know you have less than Rolf. That's it.
What's and the fee that said that it was 50. What's the halacha in such? What's the halacha on each side? We don't know what a suffix means. We have it's this side.
The suffix is how much my measure has to show at least 50 or more than 50. And my measure, knowing that whatever I'm doing is imprecise. And that is built into the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. how to measure. That's what he talks.
And there's no theoretical halacha.
There's no theoretical halacha.
Means if it's this, this would be the halacha. If it's this, this would be the halacha.
But if we have
a suffix, what happens?
Yeah, but no. But I know I can't be precise. So how do I measure it? And how do just read the words that Reb Shimon says? He says it. That's it.
Eim shachat ruba. Tzad number one. Tzad number two. Lefi the other tzad.
Let's read it again.
Why, if we put a comma after halacha?
That's sad number one.
That's sad number
two. That is the man. No. Umandishari. The one who says muta, read it very carefully. Umandishari, Mishum de Emo, Shot Ruba.
That's not number two.
He doesn't get to mando. And if it will be 100%,
that means
you didn't leave a rov.
Right. That means I have two spadim lahatir because I didn't leave a rov. That's one side.
Okay, fine. But he's fine. That means you can't say two spadim in one side. Fine. He doesn't mention the word svek.
How could you not say that?
Okay. So we know it's imprecise. And what is it? I have to check 50 or more than 50? Umando also mishum de aim and nisha ruba. Kaya. I feel hen shoven. Rachmon ama shcho ruba.
That's two stodim last.
Okay. Let's say rov stodim in Rav Shimon. See why he'll say. Rechen gabi porvetz ko'omet. Vashten nechet fei. Vesovik de ram lohoch. The evshul chavim. So what is he saying? He's saying like this. Just stop and think what he's saying, and then we'll see how other Rishonim interpret Reb Shimon. Says there are three possibilities. I go with two out of three. Now, when I go with two out of three in possibilities, what do I do? I have three possibilities. 50, 51, 49. And if the man Doma says mechza is no good, so I have two possibilities, no good. The man Doma said it's good, I have two possibilities, it is good. And I go with two out of three. Let's assume this is the Mahalach from Reb Shimon. We'll see that's the way many Rishonim called it. Okay. But we don't know what's true. Now, can I do this with just count possibilities? Says subject of Ramlahaka. In a derisa, I don't count possibilities. In a rabbonin, I do count possibilities. Now, let's continue. Kosh, Marsha Sop derisa, have you also? Mishum Shosh, Shemahang, Shem Rafagav, the Omid, Norfish, or Porvitz, Norfish, have you shari? But what do I do with the Gemara in Erevin? What do I do with the Gemara in Erevin? Philippi Issa deraisa, because she had the motzu yoser min her Issa. Now, what does he say? He says, why did I say I go with possibilities? I go with three possibilities. The heter is two, Issa is one. So now he now explains what he said until now. When the heter is more motzi than the isser, we ain't got reports coming. He says, no. So I'm talking doraisa. Here we're talking doraisas. So what he's with, where Reb Shimon says, in a din doraisa. Shchita is a din doraisa. Mechitza Shabbos is a din doraisa. And what do we say? I go more possibility. If that's so, then why in the world in the Rabbanon of Alechi do I say if it's four, it's also 3.9 is mutter, 4.1 is mutter. So some of the Rabbanon, wait a second. In a derisa in such a case, you'd say mutter because you go most possibilities. say both possibilities. And if it derives, he'd say both possibilities, because then, in a Drabbanan, certainly go both possibilities. No, the Gemara says only because it's Drabbanan. Close discussion. Now he's working totally differently than the first day in Tosis. First day in Tosis says, from our sugya, he efshalat samsim. And he efshalat samsim. He says, our sugya is he efshalat samsim. He efshalat samsim. But he's coming up with a brand new idea. Now, when I say possibilities, wait 1 second. Implicit in Tosfos, and some Rishonim make it more explicit in Tosfos, that this possibility is always, well, I have a lot of possibilities. Maybe it's 3.9, maybe it's 3.8, maybe it's 3.7, maybe it's 3.6, maybe it's 4.1, maybe it's 4.05. There are millions of possibilities. So that means there are different stodim, there are different halachas applicable. In the case of Lechi, if it's 3.9, it's a Lechi. If it is 4.1, it's Omer Ruah Laparetz. Exactly. So those are two separate ways it becomes Mutter. Two fundamentally different ways it becomes Mutter. Masha Ein Kain, let's say in Shechita. What is he saying? He's saying an unbelievable idea here. And other Rishonim spell it out much more clearly than Rabbi Shimon. That if I have the man, the Omer, who says Mechza, Mechza is good Shechita, he agrees that Mechza is a good Shechita, and 4.1, and 50, and that means 50 is a good Shechita, but 51 is a good Shechita for a totally separate reason. It's a different type of Shechita. So he's saying there are two types of Shechita, a 50 Shechita and a 51 Shechita. There are two types of mechitzas, Omer Kaparetz and Omer Merubah Paretz. Anyone who knows Shabbos and Erev knows that Tov HaPosha. Because when I have a mechitza 51, I don't have a mechitza 51, I have a mechitza of 100. When I have a mechitza 49, I don't have a mechitza 49, I have a mechitza of 0. When I have a mechitza 50, I have 50. And the machloka says, it's 50 good enough. But when I have 51, it's a whole different halacha. Of Omer Ruah Paretz, 100 different halachas different. So essentially what he's saying here is, if you be careful with Reb Shimon, that in Shechita, even according to Rav, who says, Mechza Mechza is Karov, all of a sudden, that's a good Shechita. I didn't mind Shechita, as Rashi said. But if I did 51, it's a whole different type of Shechita. Now the question is, why is, he doesn't say why it's a whole different type of Shechita. So if you hold Uruba Kukulos, and I understand. So the Shechita is a Maisa Shechita, and it's separate. Well, how long the Maisa is going to be different, we'll see. But that is what is underlying the Hanocha Pshuta in what Reb Shimon is saying about Rav. Of two out of three possibilities. He never mentions the word Svekfek. Never mentions the word Svekfek. Okay. He says, I will caution, Marsh was subject to rise, have a awesome, Mishum Shosh, Shamayim Shom. I'm going to be Omed, no official poor is Harry Shomi. Shari, I feel be a Sudarise. She had the Motsu Yosem and Yitzhak. In Barth Koma, William came, need the Lechi, I feel have a stake of the rise. So why does it say it's only Mutter because it's a Drabonon? It's a Tosis. But understand what's happening within the Tosis. In Reb Shimon, this is not true. We don't know. The first Mandom isn't working that way. Second Mandom of Reb Shimon. When nearly the Ekohotzim Lech Hashem Chasamus Einem Tzum Tzumbo. He says, Einachana. So what does Reb Shimon answer? Reb Shimon says, yeah. If I have, what do I have here? I have I have a corner, and I measure it, it's 50%. So maybe it's 50, maybe it's 51, maybe it's 49. 50, 51 are two different types of shechita. 49 is a non-shechita. So therefore, mota. But what did I have in the case? In the case of there, I have a mavui of 8. How do I know? I measured 8. Now I measure the lechi, it's 4. Wait a second. But maybe the mavui isn't 8. There's another imprecision there. So if the mavui is not 8, so then I have a headache. If it's 4, so there are other sfeikas happening. So Reb Shimon in this Tosfos stays with the idea. It's an amazing idea. That what do? We count possibilities. And I don't say which possibility is more. It could be that 51 is as possible as 49. But exactly 50 is a remote possibility, but that pushes me in a direction. Or simply I count. The question is in understanding here. Is it just stump counting possibilities? Or it's only in a case where two possibilities are equivalent and the third possibility pushes me over. But he doesn't mention the words Sfek Sveki here at all. He mentions counting possibilities. That's all. We'll get back to an old problem we had of Stam Kem La B'nei Yoman, a long time ago, counting possibilities. And you'll see where this whole thing, how this whole thing works. Because it doesn't like it. I will crush the Perusha. But be careful with Tosfos. The Hechi Daiki Perek Beis the Bechoros, Mahudin Nims Mechuvim Ben Shtei Ayoros, the Odom Evshalit Samt, Evshalit Samt. The name Avga the Evshel Tzamtim will have him call Mokom Modem Rabbon the Mavin Shte Agolos. Shem to call Achos maybe Agolom in Manavsh. Shem he Krovo. Vafil Hemut Son Somos Hakrovo Omar Rachmono. A few Krovos. What is it? It is a Posuk. And the Posuk says like this. And the Parsha Shoftim. Ve'ir ha'krovo. Ma'adu ha'orim asher svivo ha'cholo. Oyo ir ha'krovo ha'cholo. V'lochu zikne ya'hi eglas boko asher ubad bo. Shelo moshe bo. The closest city. V'chol zikne ir ha'hi ha'krovim el ha'cholo. One paper says ha'krovo. One says hakrovim. I mean krovim. It's one. They're not two. Oh. So I have a pause. One pasuk talks about where it's clear that one is bigger. The other pasuk says it's possible to have two. So there are two separate popes. So I'm talking about two separate dinim here. So therefore, what he says. That is going to be a key in understanding how everyone's dealing with everything. He says, "Amar Rachmon, I feel the krovos, the perish kama, al shishabu, all of me yevshulat samson, yevshulat samson, yoshi rishovin el achas men krovi yotzim yotzim b'shal tonight. They make it night. Yesh loma. How is he answering according to Reb Shimon?" The Perish Reb Shimon, Nami Yotzim B'Shel Tanai. Monashach. Im krovehi yotzeba. Im rechokehi tovi bishvil chavita. By armit shemem mitzum tzomasein. Ze ein amotsu. Ein laharich kan yosef. Boom. Now, here we have to see ube eruvin eferish beerzis Hashem yisbarach. Okay. So now we have to figure out how Reb Shimon is going to deal with this. And no, the question is something else. But here's another major thing happening within Tosus. Tosus doesn't ask a question against Reb Shimon on Shimon's Yesod about Shechita. That he's fine with. He's asking another kash against Reb Shimon. What's the kash he's asking against Reb Shimon? How is it possible that, how are you going to answer the Gemara in your whole idea of three possibilities, two possibilities? That I don't like. But if I would like that idea, then applying it to Shechita doesn't have a problem. Applying it to Mechitza doesn't have a problem. So apparently Tosus, we'll have to see the other Tosus in here and the other Rishonim here. But what Tosus is saying, I am accepting the Shechita part, I'm accepting. The Shechita part, I'm accepting. What don't I accept? The whole idea of possibilities. If this is, and so that means Tosus isn't sure. Now, I'll give you another example. It's a big problem about Chodesh Chutz Laretz. There's the famous Svek. When it's planted. So there also, if you go through, we'll see what's like that. They say it's Ke'en Svek Svek. Why? It's a number of different logical possibilities. So we have two separate issues happening simultaneously. This whole concept of possibilities. Now, do you use the idea of possibilities? Not exactly Svek-Sveka, will be similar to Svek-Sveka, or exactly Svek-Sveka, that we'll see in Rishonim. Number one, that's one issue. Another issue is a Shechita issue. Even according to the Tzad, that we say Shechita b'mechza is good Rav, according to the Havamina of Rav, that according to Rava's Havana of Rav, Rava had a certain Havana of Rav, then Abaye said, it's not possible. Okay, reject it. But Rava, the Gemara had such a possibility. Rava believed in that possibility until Abaye say no. But at that stage, there's an amazing idea happening. There are two types of Shechita, 1551. Not the same type of Shechita. It's not that the shear is 50. And by Shechting 51, I have the Shechita 50. Whatever I did is extra. No. It's two different types of Shechita. Okay. I want to see, be careful in this Tosus. I outline exactly what Tosus is about. I outline exactly what this Tosus, make sure you see the Tosus. And the Rishonim here, and the Rishonim and Erev and Tak, both in Chulin and Erev and Tak, and Sukkah, they talk very, very clearly on this entire Inyan. But see, there are two separate issues happening here. And then once we see, then we'll go back to remember. Those of you who don't remember, it's Tam Kein La B'nei Yom. It's a Svek Svek, not Svek Svek, it's Rov Tzadim. What is exactly happening? Then we'll go back. At that point, I said, when we get here, we'll go back to it. So, Leonetta. Okay.